Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we chat with the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and questions that matter to you. It's Mick Lee. Today we have Dr. John Pandolfino, Executive Director of the Digestive Health Institute and Division Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Pandolfino, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
Let's get right into it. The Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Institute, it's ranked among the top 10 programs in the nation for gastroenterology and GI surgery by U.S. News & World Report. Can you share a brief overview of the institute and what makes it a destination for care?
Yeah, so the Digestive Health Institute is really a comprehensive platform that enables care for pretty much every type of digestive disease by leveraging many system aspects. And many of those are revolving around high-level diagnostic centers. So we have four diagnostic centers around the Northern Illinois area, one downtown, one in the north, the west, and the south. And they have the highest level, most complex diagnostics that you would find at world-renowned centers around the world, all here in Chicago. So we have easy access, and we're also able to facilitate those visits. We also have a really nice way of delivering gastropsychology, so behavioral medicine techniques, dietary help, nutrition advice, and complex nutrition consultation using virtual platforms. So patients can do this without actually having to come into the institute or the institute centers. And then, of course, we can leverage this around the world. So people can get access to us through televideo platforms. We run clinics all over the world. And then patients can come in, and then we expedite their care. So what's very nice about the institute, too, is that we really facilitate a very quick, effective and efficient evaluation so that we can treat you right away. So we like to call it value-based healthcare fast.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, and we're on with Dr. Pandolfino talking about the Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Institute. Doctor, what are the most complex digestive conditions you and your team treat?
Yeah, so we're pretty much world-renowned for our focus on neurogastroenterology disorders, and these are disorders of kind of a gut-brain interaction. Many of these are motility disorders where maybe the esophagus, you know, and the transit of food going from your mouth into your stomach and then into your small intestine, colon, is either abnormal because the nerves in your GI tract are not working well or the muscles in your GI tract are not working well. So we have a lot of complex clinics around that. We're also very well known for our inflammatory bowel disease and complex autoimmune disorders that really affect not just the whole body, but also in particular the GI tract. We have a specialized dermatologic GI clinic where there are a lot of diseases that happen on the skin that also happen in the GI tract and require a multidisciplinary approach with dermatologists and gastroenterologists together. So we see some of the most complex stuff that you'll see in the portfolio of diseases. And, you know, we're pretty much, well, regarded for almost everything. We have a very deep bench. Any problem you have, we have great doctors here that can take care of you.
As Executive Director of the Digestive Health Institute and Division Chief, Gastroenterology and Hepatology, you lead a lab studying GERD, which is chronic and acid reflux, difficulty swallowing. Can you tell us more about some of the exciting research your team is working on?
Yeah, so gastroesophageal reflux disease, which, you know, most people think heartburn, you get heartburn after you eat, you know, it can be actually a pretty serious disease. You know, people can get pretty significant complications like esophageal cancer, they can get bleeding, strictures, obstruction, they can aspirate and even get lung disease from reflux. And we've really been studying a couple different aspects of gastroesophageal reflux disease. One is, how do people interact with their symptoms? And how does this kind of brain-gut interface affect how they present? And we've actually developed some really cool behavioral medicine approaches and behavioral techniques, even to the point of cognitive behavioral therapy and hypnosis, that can actually help people do a lot better with those diseases. And then if you flip it all the way on the other side, we've actually developed a lot of the complex diagnostics that help us phenotype patients. So we can actually bring you in, see exactly what's going wrong. Is it something with too much acid getting in the esophagus and sitting there? Is your anti-reflux barrier that's protecting you from reflux deficient? And then we can tailor your therapy in a very precision, personalized approach. So much of our research focuses on using high-level information, data, artificial intelligence to really pinpoint what the problem is and then direct the therapy towards that problem.
Just fascinating. And I say it all the time, we're so lucky to have world-class healthcare like Northwestern Medicine right in our own backyard here in Chicagoland. Dr. John Pandolfino, Executive Director of the Digestive Health Institute and Division Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine, thank you once again for joining us on Voices of Better Medicine.
Thanks for having me.